Welcome to Street Knowledge with Chris Graham.
Welcome to the show. We're going to talk some football today. I'm Chris Graham, and we have with us as a guest the Fishburne Military School football coach, Martin Goodenough. And we're going to talk about the caissons getting ready for the 2021 season and getting ready actually to kick off the regular season on Friday with St. Michael's. Martin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, this is awesome. A great opportunity to get into Fishburne football. I used to walk the sidelines with you guys for years, doing some PA announcing for the program back in the day. And I love watching games down there in downtown Waynesboro. You've been the coach. This will be your fourth season, but also you have a run as an assistant, a couple of different runs as an assistant. Tell us about your background there and how you got into coaching and then what you've been doing at Fishburne there the last several years.
Yeah, so I went to Fishburne for about 2 years, and I played my senior year here under Coach Gokenauer, Val Gokenauer, and I remember the having a really positive experience, mostly for the fact that he wasn't about just coaching technique and that sort of thing, but he was also about the X's and O's. And it was an interesting experience. And I remember, my earlier years playing football and that sort of thing, I was more into, playing receiver, catching and scoring and that sort of thing. And never really took a cerebral approach to it until playing for Coach Gokenauer. And so I remember, doodling on notebooks in government class. God bless my government teacher for tolerating that. I kind of had an idea that, in college I probably wasn't going to play. And so I kind of, said, hey, maybe one day I could be a coach. And so that kind of stuck with me. And so when I started teaching at Fishburne, they had some open areas for assistant coaches. And so I joined Coach Rolanzio's coaching staff. And, I learned a lot, mostly of what not to do. I made rookie coaching mistakes and that sort of thing. But, Coach Rolanzio, bless him, he gave me the leeway to make those mistakes and learn from them. And, at the time, Chip Hill, Coach Hill, he was the defensive coordinator and eventually became the head coach. And, that's really, I think, where I kind of grew the most, just because, I've never met anybody who knew more about football than Chip Hill. And and he was open to teaching me the ropes and again the same thing. He let me make my mistakes, and he definitely let me know when I made those mistakes. I really grew and the biggest lesson that he taught me was just coaching's mostly teaching. You're teaching the guys the game and how to play it the right way. And I learned a lot from him, and eventually I coached under Tom Goforth, kind of a local legend in the area. And so I didn't coach under him for very long. He kind of had a short stint here, but he made it a priority to teach me as much as he possibly could in the week that he was here. So I was fortunate, and I still I'm still in contact with him. And I'm still a student of the game, so I'm constantly picking his ear and saying, hey, what would you run here? Or, what do you think about this? And so, I've been really blessed to coach for some really great guys. And, right now, I think I've got a pretty, decent coaching staff, and, I'm still learning. A lot of times, they'll show me a technique or something. I'm like, dang, I never thought about that. And so, I just feel like I'm really blessed to be a head coach and to, if God gave me a vocation, it's to coach football. So I'm really loving it.
Dating back to Coach Gokenauer, but you mentioned Coach Rolanzio, Coach Hill, Coach Goforth, man, you've had some really good teachers there as far as that goes, and great minds you can tap into when you do have some questions about things, want to run things by guys. So one question I'd have for you is, for public high school coaches, they kind of have it easier in a sense. They know from one year to the next, just based on geography, who they have in the system, in the pipeline, who might be coming back. I imagine it's a little tougher at a private school. Talk me through that. How tough it is to go from one year to the next and try to have consistency with your roster and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a anytime we get a new coach, I'm always telling them, like, you know, that's the number one challenge is re-recruiting your guys. Being at a military school, it's not like public school, you know, it's just, you know, the kids have just, so much that they're doing throughout the day and different responsibilities and that sort of thing. And, I think that's something that we should appreciate the most is, you know, these guys are, you know, they're not just doing football and classwork, you know, they're, you know, learning the kind of the military, leadership, education and, you know, they have other responsibilities. And you know, most of our guys are, you know, 3-4 different clubs and, you know, along with their leadership position within the Corps of Cadets. And so, you know, it's really difficult to, you know, get guys to, you know, just prioritize, you know, football when they've got all this other stuff that they're working on. And plus, you know, these are teenage boys, you know? And so, you know, they're thinking about, you know, the girlfriend, and what their friends are doing back home and that sort of thing. So, you know, it is difficult, you know, to get the guys to kind of stay and stay cohesive and that sort of thing. So, you know, I'm constantly just trying to, you know, make sure, you know, during the off season, the guys are, you know, getting their workouts in and that sort of thing. At that same rate, you know, hey, you coming back, you know, what are your plans for next year? And, you know, we have one guy, John Son, he's been playing for me since he was an eighth grader. And so this will be his, you know, his fifth year. And, I'm really excited to see him, you know, on his last, you know, rodeo as a senior. And, you know, when I look at guys like that, he's a product of Fishburne football, you know? And so, you know, when I see him, you know, he's a go-getter, you know, he's, you know, in my mind, you know, he is like the prototypical football player. You know, he sleeps and breathes it, you know, he's a great kid, you know, he kills it in the classroom, you know, he's a, you know, consummate gentleman and professional, and, you know, he's always trying to, you know, help others around him, especially, you know, his teammates, and making sure that they're on the same page, and guys that are struggling with the defense or offense or whatever, he's trying to pick them up. And so, you know, when I look at that guy, you know, I'm always, you know, reminding the kids, like, hey, you know, look at that guy, you stick with us, you know, you stick with what we're doing here, you know, that's where we want everybody to get to. So I think, you know, on the rare occasions that we have guys that, you know, stay that long, or have the ability to be here as a 5-year, even a 6-year cadet, you know, I try to lean in on those types of guys and say, like, hey, this could be you at the end of your career. So, yeah.
Does it help, do you think, both in the classroom and then also as a football coach, that you are an alum? So, I mean, you're not just saying, hey, you know, you're not just commiserating. You know, I mean, you know what it was like to play football and be a student at a tough academic school like Fishburne. Do you think that helps you relate to the kids better?
I think so. You know, a big thing for me, and I tell the kids this all the time, is, you know, I'll never, you know, tell them or have them do something that I haven't done myself or wouldn't do myself. Sometimes I get myself in a little bit of trouble because, you know, I'll go out there and, you know, play a scout team for them and, you know, try to give them a good look. And I get home and my wife sees all these bruises and she's like, what the heck are you doing over there? But, you know, that's really important to me. You know, I think, you know, I value my ability to connect with the kids, you know, because I've had that experience. I know sort of what they're going through. And I don't really believe in, you know, the idea of, you know, what is that? You know, I don't know exactly what they're going through because they're a completely different generation and they have so many different, you know, distractions and things that, you know, they're dealing with and that sort of thing. But I think, you know, I have an easier route to kind of connect with them and say, you know, hey, I remember, you know, having, you know, drill on a Wednesday and then having to run to practice and get there on time. And, you know, you had 6 classes a day, you were standing in formation for an hour, and now you've got football practice and you got a test tomorrow. And I get that. And, you know, we try to be as accommodating for that as well. You know, a big thing for me is just, you know, hey, we got to be solid in the classroom. Old coaches tell me all the time, you know, there's no such thing as a stupid football player. You know, you got to be, you know, you got to have it up top. And so, you know, we really put a big emphasis on, you know, getting it done in the classroom and prioritizing that. And the kids appreciate that. And, you know, if the kids, you know, really struggle in the class, you know, I'm in constant contact with the teachers and the student and the parent, and, you know, everybody's pretty much on the same page on that. You know, we really want to make sure that, you know, the guys are hanging in on that. And also just kind of appreciating, you know, their responsibilities as a cadet leader. I don't want anybody on the team that's just gonna, you know, follow what everybody else is doing. You know, I want them to be, you know, leaders in everything they do. It's important to me. So, you know, I just kind of look back on my experience and as a cadet and as a football player, and, you know, I try to, you know, take that into consideration.
When do you get your kids back for practice? How long have you been practicing for the fall season?
So we started last Sunday. We've been doing 2 days for a week, and you know, just kind of dealing with the weather. You know, just trying to make sure we get to the point where, you know, we can go full contact and that sort of thing, which we've been able to do. And the kids have been, you know, dealing well with it. A lot of wet cleats and uniforms, and you know, we talk about the grind a lot, and, you know, we really went through it. You know, that first week of just kind of like dealing with being miserable, in the humidity. And, you know, for me, you know, the big thing was just like, hey, we just got to embrace it, you know, embrace the, you know, being uncomfortable, you know? Yeah. And I think, you know, football is kind of like the last bastion of dealing with being uncomfortable, you know, and dealing with, you know, being in a situation where, you know, things aren't going your way. You know, we talk about, you know, keeping your head on a swivel, and, you know, that's all we've been doing this week, you know, last week, you know, just kind of, you know, hey, you know, how's it looking outside? And, you know, are we have to take it inside, or, you know, how are we going to deal with all this? So, it's been, you know, kind of a, you know, an interesting start, but, you know, I think, you know, for the most part, we were successful in having a pretty good preseason. So.
You had a chance to see your team in action. You had a preseason game this past weekend, dodging raindrops, as we talked about before we hit record. What do you think? You know, of course, you got the rest of this week to install and get ready for St. Michael's. But what do you think? What do you think about your team going into 2021?
You know, I saw, you know, Saturday we had a scrimmage against St. John Paul. You know, they've got a really great team up there, and coaching staff. And, you know, our first offensive drive, you know, we really liked what we saw. You know, we've kind of been experimenting with our offense and tweaking the defense and that sort of thing. And years previous, we had been running a double wing. And, you know, double wing is kind of like something that everybody's running right now. You know, the wing T is, you know, the big, you know, fad. You know, a lot of teams, you know, are running it fairly successfully. And, you know, I just thought, you know, hey, I think we've got a skill set that, you know, we can kind of open it up, throw the ball a little bit more. You know, kind of, you know, we want to be able to apply pressure and not feel it ourselves. So, you know, that first offensive drive, we saw some really great things on defense. You know, the kids, they understand the mechanics of the defense and the alignments and that sort of thing, which is a great positive. We just have to, you know, polish up, you know, finishing drives. You know, again, dealing with, you know, hey, you know, we got a great run, but, you know, penalty holding, you know, we got to pull it back, and kind of dig ourselves out of those holes. You know, hey, football's fun when everything's, you know, going right. And, I think, you know, some of that mentality we just got to work on, you know, just, hey, you know, we kind of botched that play or somebody missed an assignment, but we got to keep plugging along. And defensively, we just, you know, a big thing for me was we just have to tackle better. You know, we kind of, I think they got a little overexcited, and, you know, they're just trying to, you know, make a big collision. And, you know, yeah, sometimes, you know, if you play all out, you know, and you make a mistake, you know, it's going to be a bigger mistake than, you know, being a little bit conservative and just wrapping up and just doing the fundamentals. So, you know, we've got, you know, some things to clean up. I think we can get that done this week. You know, I think, you know, the season looks, you know, great for us. I mean, I think we stack well against, you know, pretty much everybody in our schedule. So, you know, I'm looking forward to great things. It's just, you know, cleaning up some of the, you know, the little things, you know, and I told the guys, you know, Saturday, you know, it's the little things. My dad used to tell me this all the time, and I always thought, you don't know what you're talking about. You're just this old man, you know, I got it all figured out. I'm 18 now. But it's always those little things that build up to bigger issues if they're not taken care of. So we just, you know, iron out the finer details. And I think, you know, we'll have a pretty positive season.
I'm assuming, did you guys not have a season or anything of any football nature last fall or even last spring?
No, we didn't. Yeah. So we're kind of like 2 years removed from football. And, you know, that's been a challenge in itself as well. Just kind of, you know, we had one practice last week where we were kind of flat and, you know, got everybody together and it was very vocal about, you know, hey, we're 2 years removed from having this blessing of a sport. You know, I don't like coming out here flat. You know, appreciate, you know, the ability to be out here with your brothers and to compete and to get better. You know, the one thing that I'm big on is effort. And, you know, there were a lot of programs that, you know, hey, they got five games and so we didn't get any, you know, we didn't even get anything in the spring. So, you know, we should take, you know, each day we play as a blessing, you know. It's been interesting, you know, kind of getting back into it. And, you know, again, you know, a lot of guys are, you know, kind of having to re-remember a lot of the stuff that we installed and that sort of thing, you know, 2 years ago. And so it's been somewhat of an uphill climb, but, you know, I think, you know, we're just kind of shaking off the cobwebs and getting back to that mentality of just competing and getting used to the grind of a 10-game season.
Is your opener this Friday, is it a home opener?
It is. It is a home game. And so, you know, we're all excited to have, you know, football back on campus.
I was wondering about that. The crowd, it can be loud there. The parents who are there, the locals who come in, it can be a good crowd.
Yeah, and you know, we tend to feed off of that. You know, we like, you know, we love the support that you know, the town, you know, gives us. And you know, sometimes we, you know, with, you know, Waynesboro High School over the hill here, and you know, you got San Stuart Straff, you've got all these local schools. You know, I'm always kind of just like, you know, I get a, you know, nice feeling seeing, you know, hey, man, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of people out here, you know, come to see Fishburne football. And so, you know, we're really, you know, excited to have it back on campus and have people, you know, enjoy what we're doing. So it'll be fun.
Well, we'll appreciate the chance to watch some live football for a lot of people. We haven't been in stadiums or anything for a long time, so it'll be great just to see some football. I'm sure you'll get a good crowd just for that part of it. So.
Yeah, and the kids get a real charge out of it. You know, and a lot of times, you know, you look over the hill and you see all these people that, you know, they're not even parents of Fishburne cadets. It's just people that just want to see a football game, and the kids get a real big charge out of that. You know, sometimes I think the kids get a feeling that, you know, Fishburne is kind of like its own little world, and we're kind of, you know, tied off from or barred off from the rest of Waynesboro. But, you know, I think they get a real big kick out of, you know, seeing, you know, a bunch of, you know, Waynesboro patrons come and support us. So
it's always a lot of fun. Well, Martin Goodenough, the football coach at Fishburne Military School, they kick off Friday with St. Michael's. We look forward to the season and good luck to you this year.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you for listening to Street Knowledge with Chris Graham. Get the latest on the Hoos and up-to-the-minute local news, politics, and sports online at AugustaFreePress.com.